All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. So we are picking up today, Baruch Hashem, brand new parak ahead of us today. Quite amazing. Today, we begin. Today, Sunday, the 24th of Kislev, Erev Hanukkah, December 18th, we begin the 15th parak of Mesilas Charbosai. The title of this parak, very, very, very exciting parak, B'Darchei Knias HaPrishos. So we spent a lot of time focusing on the three different levels of Prishos, right? There are three different categories of Prishos. Now we're going to focus on how does one acquire the Midah Prishos. So I'll say, here we go. The best way to acquire the Midah of Prishos, the best way to reach a level of Prishos, says Ramchal, is that a person should look at the various pleasures of this world and see how fleeting they are. And how meaningless it is. And how it could bring us ultimately again to a real state of spiritual existential danger. Because the fact that we are drawn to certain pleasures, we know that sometimes once I allow myself to be drawn to certain things, it takes so much effort to pull myself away. We'll say, why is that? Because often I see things which are very pleasurable, which look very nice and look very enticing. My eyes see it, and therefore what happens? I want it, and I'm drawn to it. Therefore he says, we'll say, this is how the first sin occurred. How did the first sin of Adam and Chava occur? See, he quotes over here, Vatera isha kitov ha'etz l'machol v'chisava hu le'inayim v'nechma da'etz l'haskel v'atichah me'pira v'tochal. Now we'll say what happened. Chava was enticed by the pri. How was she enticed by the pri? By looking at it. It looked really nice. So she saw it. She's like, this would be wonderful for me. How much more pleasurable life would be if I just had that particular fruit. So she was drawn in ultimately again by what she saw. So what the Ramchal is saying over here is that sometimes the way to acquire Prishos is, I want something, but now before I take it for myself, pause. Let me look at it. Let me study it, right? What is going to come from this? If I take this, if I enjoy this, if I consume this, right, or I bring it into my life, what's going to happen? See, the danger with Chava was she saw it, she desired when she saw it, and like, she didn't stop. Therefore, the Ramchal says, Aval, kisheizbara etzala ela adam heyos hatova hu koziv legamre. So we'll say a lot of times in life, when I see a particular pleasure or luxury, and before I partake of it, I stop it and I study it, and I ask myself, like, is this good? Is this good? Or is it really just an imposter of good? It's cozy, but it's not really good. It's not really good. It looks good. It seems pleasurable. But at the end of the day, this is not going to have the desired effect. Umeduma ubelishum hasmada nechona. Vahara bo amiti ukarvli valid mimenu. Be'emes vaday shiyimas bo volo yirtzeu klal. So Rebbe said, this is incredible. The first way in which we acquire the Midah Prishos, both sides, the first step to Prishos is incredible, is something crazy and wild. And it's called thinking before we act. I know, it's like a chiddush. Thinking before we act. I see something. Everyone say, you know, it's interesting. I went to see my granddaughter on Erev Shabbos, and recently her mother started letting her have lollipops. So I went over, and I saw her early in the day. I gave her a lollipop, and I brought over another lollipop before Shabbos. And I made such a mistake. Like, I became that grandparent who does something that the parents are like, why'd you do that? I brought like this fancy lollipop. I said to my granddaughter, this is for tomorrow. It's for Shabbos. She started to sleep in the bed. So I said, for tomorrow, if you sleep in the bed. So she took it, and like me, like I'm thinking, oh yeah, I reasoned with a 2-year-old. And I told her, you know, we're going to save this, and it's going to be good. She takes it, it's like, open it. And I'm looking at my son, and I can't believe I just did this. Like, what should I have done? Like, I should have given it to my daughter, to my son-in-law. Say, like, here, this is for tomorrow, give her a treat. Instead, I give it to, And I'll say, because what happens? A two-year-old gets something, they see it, open it, I want it. Well, you know how incredible it is that most of us don't outgrow that? It's pretty incredible. That, in other words, we see something, like, open it, I want it, I want it, I want it. And then Chal says, whoa, pump the brakes a little bit. Right? You see something, you see something, you see something, right? Okay, okay, should you have it? Should I have it or not? And if I do take it, like, what are the ramifications of having that in life? But often what just ends up happening is, I see something, open it, want it, eat it, consume it, enjoy it. Instead, Ramchal says, but one second, you never have the chance to, like, analyze this. Is this thing, is this life lollipop, so to speak, is it something you should have? Is it good for you? Is it going to set you up for success? Again, I will say, Ramchal is not telling us, remember, Ramchal is not telling us, swear off every single pleasure. What he's just saying is, before you partake of it, right, before you say open it, ask yourself, good, not good, put you on the right path, not put you on the right path, further your ruchnius, detract from your ruchnius. That's all. Ramchal says, how many situations we would save ourselves from if we just took the time to stop and think instead of living life like a two-year-old and just opening and enjoying every single physical pleasure that comes our way. An incredible idea. He goes on, he says, a person has to teach himself this process. To understand that not every pleasure is good. And certain things, we'll say, by the way, I want to point that over here. He's not talking about anything illicit. Right, he's talking about things that are all kosher. Right, again, there were like 15 hashkafas on this lollipop. Only the best for my granddaughter. 15 hashkafas on the lollipop. Right, and I will say, but Lamaisa, just because there's 15 hashkafas doesn't mean that it's the right thing to have in that moment. At the end of the day, it could be totally mutter, it could be totally kosher. But when I stop to think about it, I realize, you know what? This is probably not good for me. Probably doesn't put me on the right path. And he gives an example over here of eating. Of eating. He says, ultimately, again, eating is the easiest thing that people could get carried away with. This is incredible. So he says over here, eating is the most incredible thing. People put so much emphasis on it. He's not even talking about overeating over here. He's talking about over here just like people who get so carried away with their food. And then Ramchal says, think about this, right? You can only consume the amount that fits into your mouth, right? And I will say, and what happens after it goes into your mouth? After it goes into your mouth, right? It becomes mush in your digestive tract, and then you excrete it, right? In other words, I will say, so that's like all that money you spent on that food, all that money you spent on that experience, and it ends up just being digested and excreted. He says, "V'kach yesaveim achal barburim avusim kimam achal lechem kibar." The Bible says, "Isn't it incredible that you can be just as full from eating barburim avusim?" Right, literally the best cuts of meat. Right, actually, he says over here, "Barburim avusim." The Bible says, "Is what we say in Zmiros." Right, he says, tarnagolim mifutamim. Right, fattened hens. Right, so fattened hens, right, a delicacy. It's amazing, says Ramchal, that you become just as full from fattened hens as you are from coarse bread. And I will say, Ramchal's not, again, to be clear, Ramchal's not suggesting that we just eat coarse bread. That's not what he's suggesting. What he's saying is, it's interesting to think a little bit, right? 3 hours later, right? 3 hours later, the same satiety that you have from the fattened hens is what you're going to have from coarse bread. It's just saying to think about. I was like, does it mean that a person shouldn't have delicacies? No, enjoy the delicacies. But just think a little bit. It's so easy to get carried away with all of these things. Yet the net effect of coarse bread versus fattened hens is the same thing. He says, "Lu achal menu kidei sviya choshekin im yasra li b'achalam harav sheicholim lavala machmas achilaso u'lefachos hakovet shemagiu achar achila v'asharim hambehim lasichla." I will say similarly again. You get carried away with food. You eat too much. I will say a person feels sick. Then feeling sick ultimately again impacts so many other things. Hinei Kol eila vade shelo yachpots adam bedavar azeh, kevan shetovaso inotov avarav ras. Well, see, therefore, again, the Ramchal says, the first step to Prishos is just thinking. Just thinking, should I have this, shouldn't I have it? If I have it, what's going to happen? If I don't have it, what's going to happen? And just to think, not to live a life of opening, not to live a life of a two-year-old, but just to think before we enjoy. Let's just finish up. Bushar kol ano sheba olam kimoke. Everything is just like eating. Ili is born in Behem. Yireh shafilu atova madum shabam eino elo zman muat. It's amazing what I'm saying. When a person begins to think about pleasures before partaking of them, you realize something amazing, which is every single pleasure gives you a very limited shelf life of enjoyment. It's fleeting. It's just fleeting. In other words, it doesn't stay for you for too long. It just simply fleets, or is fleeting. He goes on, V'arosh yachol yivalim, eno kashav arach ad shal yeos, ba'aseh chalosum atzol b'sakram saros, al revach hatov amu atahu v'zeh poshet. Here's what's amazing about pleasure. What's amazing about pleasure is, the pleasure itself usually lasts for a very short amount of time. But the negative effects from overindulgence in life's pleasures could last a lifetime. And all the Ramchal said, isn't that incredible? The pleasure you get from things, it's always very limited, very short, very temporal. The fallout from making bad decisions and overindulging in the pleasures of life, that fallout could last a lifetime. So therefore, both say, step number one in inculcating within ourselves the midah of Prishos is before partaking of any pleasure, just stop to think. I will say, to be clear, does stopping to think mean don't enjoy it? Don't indulge? No, it could very well mean don't indulge. But at least think to yourself again, okay, what's the effect of this action? What happens over here? If I enjoy this, then what? If I partake of this, then what? And even if you partake of it, at least you're partaking of it, again, with an understanding of repercussions, an understanding of the potential effects. And again, I will say that leads one to just a more mindful, thoughtful life, and will lead one to say, certain things I will partake of, and certain things I'm going to pass. So I will say, Shkai, we'll stop over today. We continue tomorrow. All right, Chevron Zoom, have a great day, everyone. David, have a great day. Mr. Ringo, Shalom Aleichem, nice to see you. And Michael, Chaim, have a great day, everyone.